One of New York Governor Andrew Cuomo's pet projects is under federal investigation. The Buffalo Billion was created to jumpstart the economy in western New York. On Wednesday, a state board voted to give the project almost $500 million in funds. But that was only after the Cuomo administration agreed to submit monthly progress reports to the legislature. Karen DeWitt reports the federal probe has caused some members of the board to ask more questions about the program.
Assemblyman Joseph Giglio, a Republican from Olean, is the Assembly Minority Party representative on the board. He says the projects are vital to Western New York, but he's still not satisfied that he's been told all the details.
Our concerns are very basic. Although we are in agreement with the project, we would just like to know that at some point there will be a clear delineation of where the money starts and where the money ends up and who is responsible for paying the vendors and for making sure the project proceeds.
The leader of the Republicans in the Assembly, Brian Kolb, says he lacks details about the inner workings of the Buffalo Billion project and the opaque management company run by SUNY Polytechnic Institute that administers the projects. It's under federal investigation over contracts awarded to politically connected donors. Kolb does not have voting powers on the board, but he says the others were too hasty.
Why is this last minute? What's the rush?
Governor Cuomo's own specially appointed investigator, Bart Schwartz, will be reviewing each individual work contract in the Buffalo Billion project before the payments are sent out. Cuomo hired his own prosecutor after U.S. Attorney Preet Bharara began his probe. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.